You're listening to SBS News.
Some 50,000 worshippers gathered at the Vatican in Italy to hear Pope Francis's sixth Urbi et Orbi message. The Pope offered his Christmas wish for unity among people of different faiths, races, or ideas. He appealed for peace in conflict zones such as Syria and Yemen, whose populations face desperate humanitarian crises. The Pontiff says differences should not be seen as a danger, but as a source of richness.
The face of God has been revealed in a human face. It did not appear in an angel, but in one man, born in a specific time and place. By his incarnation, the Son of God tells us that salvation comes through love, acceptance, respect for this poor humanity of ours, which we all share in a great variety of races, languages and cultures. Yet all of us are brothers and sisters in humanity.
The Queen, who is also the temporal head of the Church of England, offered customary wishes for peace during her annual Christmas message. Her message was broadcast to many of the 53 countries in the Commonwealth, including Australia. At 92 years of age, the Queen says she hopes she has wisdom to share in promoting unity and understanding.
Even with the most deeply held differences, treating the other person with respect and as a fellow human being is always a good first step towards greater understanding.
The Queen and other senior royals later attended a church service at St. Mary Magdalene Church. Elsewhere, Christmas services were held in churches in tsunami-hit Indonesia, with victims the focus of prayers and donations. It came as the search continues for survivors of a tsunami along the Sunda Strait, following an eruption and possible landslide on Anak Krakatoa, one of the world's most infamous volcanic islands. A representative of the Catholic Christus Raja Church says the tragic event has marred the festive season for Indonesians.
Dalam perayaan Natal tahun ini, memang sungguh.
In this year's Christmas celebrations, we are both happy but yet deeply saddened by the tragedy that befell our brothers and sisters, especially those who live near the coast near the Serang district and Pandeglang.
Pantai di Kabupaten Serang dan juga Pandeglang.
Children from around the world phoned into the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which tracks Santa's Christmas Eve trek around the globe. The tradition started in 1955 when a United States colonel rushed to answer the red phone, expecting the commander or president, but found a little girl on the other end asking if he was really Santa and decided to play along. The US President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump fielded some of the calls from the children. Bizarrely, Mr. Trump asked a 7-year-old if he actually believed in Santa.
Well, that's very good. Well, you just have a good time. Are you still a believer in Santa? Because at 7 it's marginal, right?
In Spain, King Philippe VI used his Christmas message to stress the need for avoiding division and confrontation as the political crisis in Catalonia continued to grow. Separatist politicians continue to push for Catalonia to break away from the rest of Spain. King Philippe urged Spaniards to unite.
Y que compartimos unos mismos principios y valores.
Today we live in a stable democracy that shares principles and values with those democracies around us. It's vital that we assure at all times our coexistence, a coexistence that's based on thinking about and respecting others' ideas and rights. This requires that we look after and reinforce the deep links that unite us and that should always unite Spaniards.
And in Pakistan, the tiny Christian community celebrated Christmas Eve by attending a midnight mass in Karachi. There was no specific security threat this year, but churches have been attacked in past years in Pakistan. 9 people were killed in 2017 when attackers broke into a church in the southwestern city of Qatar, just a week ahead of Christmas. A Christian priest at Karachi's Central Brooks Memorial Church says security measures have been tight, with worshippers frisked as they entered churches.
We had been provided with foolproof security last year. It's the same this year. We hope God will do good to us. You might have seen all the police and military presence outside. So there's no security problem, but yet we pray to God to avert any untoward incident.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.